a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time. Now 5:30, Salt Lake City. It's raining and 40 degrees.
Rain, snow on the roads, already some crashes, some traffic lights malfunctioning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, a record number of cargo ships are waiting to dock in Southern California, and more coming. This backlog could lead to price increases for several months. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi begins our live team coverage.
The waiting line of cargo ships off the California coast is getting longer. A record 100 ships are waiting to enter the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles. For comparison, an average of only 17 would typically be waiting. And 45 more ships are due to arrive by Thursday, adding to the supply chain backlog that's leading to empty store shelves across the country and higher prices everywhere.
The ongoing supply chain interruptions are having an impact on inflation in the U.S., but will the problems be permanent? KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt continues our team coverage.
It's been in the news for months now.
The global supply chain crisis.
This crisis in the supply chain.
Growing backlog in the global supply chain.
Shipping delays at the Port of Los Angeles and other ports around the country creating scarcity and driving up prices. Senior economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, Dean Baker, says he doesn't see this as a long-term problem.
Once the backlogs are worked through, presumably the price increases will be largely reversed.
And when does he think that might happen?
Hopefully we're talking about 2-3 months, not 10 months, 12 months, or longer.
He's thinking early 2022. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Police are on the scene of a car versus a tracks train in West Valley City. This at 3500 South and 2700 West. It's leading to delays on the Green Line this morning. UTA says the delays could last 15 to 20 minutes northbound and southbound for Decker Lake to the airport. A new audit of the state health department says the agency lacks clear direction and strategy and relies too much on money for the federal government. Let's go to the KSL News Center now and check in with Lindsay Ertz.
Yeah, Tim, the state health department gets a vast majority of its funding from the federal government, and a new audit says the agency is too beholden to them and should prioritize the Utah legislature's demands.
We found that the Department of Health can better manage its relationship with the federal government, do more to foster an innovative atmosphere, and ensure that their relationship with the legislature can be more collaborative.
Senior Audit Supervisor Jesse Martinson cited an example of a $3 million grant to develop a state health care innovation plan he says wasn't implemented. The agency's executive director, Nate Checkitz, agreed there is room for improvement, but also wrote that the department can be proud it has a committed workforce and dedication to public health. Live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
There's more of the white stuff in the canyons this morning. We get the details from KSL TV's Andrew Adams.
You see a little snow just here on the ground. And of course, if you go higher up, it's a much different picture. A huge difference in just a few hundred feet of elevation. Our drive up Little Cottonwood Canyon. In about 2 minutes, we went from absolutely nothing in the canyon to a scene that looks straight out of December or January. Of course, the snow already piling up at Alta and the resorts.
We could be skiing before Thanksgiving if this keeps up. Andrew says all this early snow has water watchers excited, but one expert says if the wet weather doesn't continue through the winter, all this moisture is not going to do us much good. Other national stories KSL is following. Vaccine mandates are causing trouble for a certain number of employees across the country. ABC's Alex Perchet has more from Washington.
In the sports world, the NHL has suspended the San Jose Sharks' Evander Kane 21 games for submitting a fake vaccination card. He'll forfeit nearly $1.7 million of his salary this season. And Washington State has fired head football coach Nick Rolovich and four assistants for refusing the state-mandated vaccine, the school breaking the news to players.
I mean, it's just unfortunate. This team, they don't deserve this. I mean, that is a real point of heartbreak.
Coronavirus cases are steadily falling across the country, down 50% since the beginning of September.
Police officers and city employees from Baltimore to Chicago to Seattle are all facing losing their jobs if they don't meet the deadline to either self-report their vaccine status or get the vaccine. The FDA is moving towards recommending people stick with the same vaccine brand for a booster shot, but they may also allow doctors to give boosters with a different brand if they want. Stanford Hospital Emergency Department Assistant Director Dr. Ryan Ribiera says, "We should know more when the CDC takes up the topic this week."
Yeah, looking at the timeline, we're still waiting on the CDC Advisory Committee, which is going to be meeting, I think, on the 20th or the 21st. If they sign off, I'd expect boosters to roll out shortly after that.
A report last week said mixing combinations or brands might even give an increased immune response. If you want to have the best immunity to COVID-19, getting sick and then getting the vaccine is the best route. That's according to new research, which shows infection plus vaccination several months later gives the strongest protection against a wide range of variants. And the data shows the protection could last a really long time.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, "You need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us."
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.